Good morning, everyone. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery. And now, Marlene, will lead us all for the day's worship. Thank you. Thank you, Marlene. Today we welcome to the pulpit Vital and Ketley Pierre. They are here before and they will be bringing you the message today. They will be with us throughout the service. Alliance, the pairs work with the Alliance of Baptist Churches within the Haitian community of the Dominican Republic. They strengthen, encourage, and plant new churches as well as disciples, new and existing members, through Vision Integral Community Center, which they envisioned, built, and continue to direct. They provide services to La Romana, especially the Haitian immigrants. They also teach pastors and leaders of local congregation how to start and build up a broad range of outreach ministries in their communities. Additionally, they serve as a link, matching volunteer groups from the US and Puerto Rico with churches and ministries on the east coast of the Dominican Republic. Finally, they aim to promote cross-cultural ministry from the DR to the world. Also, today is the Lord's Day, and they will build the leader and to administer the communion rites. Today is the Lord's Day. Today is the second Sunday of Advent. Today we also administer the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. Now we'll have the praise and worship team. We'll all now stand and sing lustily, O Come All Ye Faithful. Jesus' disciples, they all went to him and said, Teacher, how should we pray? And he said, when you pray, you say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Today we choose peace, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your minds and in Christ Jesus, who is our peace. Amen. We'll now light the Advent candle.
This is the time that we will share in our petition. If there's anybody who would like to, this is a time of prayer. If there's anybody who would like to pray for, this is the time to share your petition. So we will pray. No one? Praise the Lord. Let us pray. We give you praise and we give you thanks, God. Thank you for this great opportunity that you have given to us to come today, to come to your altar, to present each of our petition. And you know the heart of everybody, each of your children that are seated right now. And you know, God, what each of us are going through. We present them to you as a living sacrifice so that the new life that you have offered us in Jesus Christ may be manifested. If there is anybody who are going through any sickness, we put that sickness to death. If there is anybody, Lord, who is going through any problem and they haven't seen any solution, but you are the solution, we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, may we see you. May we see you through our suffering. May we see you, God, the way you can act in our behalf, that which you have already done it through your Son, Jesus Christ. Let us see it, Lord, and live it, and have faith that you are God, who can do exceedingly more than we can ask or imagine, according to the power that is within us, the power of the Holy Spirit. We give you praise and we give you thanks, because in the name of Jesus we say, amen.
Also serve in the Dominican Republic. There they focus on discipleship and community development. They join us today from their home in Swansea, Massachusetts, where they are on home assignment.
We live in the east coast of the Dominican Republic in the city of La Romana, which is the 10th largest city in the Dominican Republic. There's a lot of Haitian immigrants because of the sugarcane plantation that is close to that area.
We have beaches and Punta Cana. Punta Cana is like 1 hour. And then also we have Santo Domingo, the capital, and 1 hour. Very nice.
Our call really is to evangelize and to make disciples while we are walking with the people so they can grow in their faith in Jesus Christ.
The Lord really put in our heart to when we see the need to start a community center. We offer different type of services like the work permit and then also to renew their residence, organize like in English classes for the immigrants, also Spanish classes. Quite a blessing, you know, for to be able to serve people in this capacity.
Since March, we have not stopped serving people through this pandemic. Mikael and Monique, they said, we're going to do this. We gave them the money and they will go to the market and buy the food. And we will come together and make the bags, you know, so we can deliver them. The miracle that happened through that food distribution, people came to know the Lord. Now Mikael and Monique, they're pastoring a Haitian church in the community center. God used also people through the pandemic, COVID-19.
Pastor Eldeng organized a class to prepare the deacons. And then Apollo was one of the young men that took the class every week on Tuesday. And then after that, after 5 years, you know, 5 years passed, and then now the Lord really blessed Apollo. Apollo was ordained as a pastor.
There's something about him, his initiative. He's not afraid to talk when he sees something wrong. I saw a lot of impulsivity also. I said, wait a minute, Apollo. I know you're young. I know you have to do this. So this walking with him and pushing him to go further. Now he's taking the master in Palmer Seminary. We encourage what is in him so he can first of all believe that what God has given to him and push him, you know, to continue. In December 2020, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. But I have to tell you that during this COVID-19 pandemic, we had 3 months of closed down in Dominican Republic. So it was a time that I was able to speak a lot with the Lord, have a lot of quiet time just to be in awe of the nature and speak to the Lord in a way that I have never done it. During this process, I have discovered that many times we are sick, our body is sick, but we need to give to the Lord what is in our mind, what is in our soul, what is in our mind, our emotion, to put it to death so God can give you new life and the life will be total.
Seeing my wife, you know, she diagnosed cancer, so that was really quite diagnosed with cancer. See, it was really like a surprise. But then at the same time, since I was in my discipleship class, I've been teaching that we need to see God and love God first, and then your wife is the second. Thank God for international ministry also. They saw my heart and they realized that Kedley also need my support, and then they allow us to be together, and then here I am, Brian and Lynette. We thank God for them. God sent them to us in a moment where we really needed them. So God knew what was coming.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. No matter in what circumstances we are in, God will guard our mind and our hearts in Him. So therefore, am I worried? No, because He is guarding my heart and my heart and my mind in Christ Jesus, who went to the cross and carry my infirmities.
We saw how God took care of us during the pandemic situation. God was with us and still with us. Those people that have been discipling, God will give them gifts so that they can become pastors or missionaries, so that the kingdom of God can become what really God wants it to become. And then pretty soon, Jesus will be back. So that's it.
It is so good to be here this morning and to share what God has put in our heart. My name is Ketley Pierre. My husband is Vital. We are missionaries with International Ministries, American Baptist Churches. We have been serving for 28 years in Dominican Republic and in Nicaragua, where we spent 16 years of our lives. So we're delighted. We are your missionaries. So we're coming on behalf of the 126 missionaries that we have with International Ministries at this time. So we are part of you because you are an American Baptist Church, and we're delighted to share with you what God has put in our heart. We have been surprised this year with God's glory. As you saw, in January, I came to Massachusetts to receive treatment. And look at me. God be the glory. So we have been surprised in all areas of our life through God's grace, through God's mercy. And I thank God for who he is in my life. Let us read in the scripture. John 1, verses 15 and 16, that says, John testified about him when he shouted to the crowds, "This is the one I was talking about when I said, 'Someone is coming after me who is far greater than I am, for he existed long before me.'" And then this verse, "From his abundance, we have all received one gracious blessing after another." Thank you, God, for your word. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, may you speak in our lives, Lord. May we leave this church transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit, so we may know that you are God that can give more than we can ever imagine. One gracious blessing after another. In the name of Jesus, amen. Yes, in spite of COVID-19, we as God's children, we have received one gracious blessing after another through the constant presence of Jesus in our lives, through the Holy Spirit. Has God surprised you this year? If God has not surprised you, will you like to be surprised? You still can. Let us see what we can learn together of how God's glory is surprising. The word glory is loaded with power, reputation, or honor. God's glory is God's weightiness in wonderful qualities such as might, beauty, goodness, justice, and honor. The glory of God is the magnificence, worth, loveliness, and grandeur of his many perfections, which he displays in his creative and redemptive acts in order to make his glory known to those in his presence. One of the meanings of glory is used as the nature and acts of God in self-manifestation. Do these characteristics of God are surprising? Are they surprising? Yes. But what amazes me is that God actually wants to share his glory with his children, you and me. We receive his plentiful gifts with gratitude when we use them to enhance His honor. When we acknowledge God as the source of all goodness, then we are glorifying Him. How come then that we are missing that great surprise of God's glory in our lives? The problem is that since the beginning, Satan wanted to take God's glory for himself because he wanted the adoration for himself and not for God. We as human, we want to take God's place also. The question this morning is that, am I willing to give up my glory so I can be surprised with God's glory in my life? This is a great illustration from the Old Testament in the book of Jeremiah that shows us clearly when we want to receive all the glory, the people of Israel, as humans, dishonor God by wanting to do what belongs only to God. How was God being dishonored in Israel? The Lord pointed to Israel and said in Jeremiah 33, four to five, he says, "For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, you have torn down the houses of this city and even the king's palace to get material to strengthen the walls against the siege rams and swords of the enemy. You expect to fight the Babylonians, but the men of this city are already as good as dead, for I have determined to destroy them in my terrible anger. I have abandoned them because of all their wickedness. The people of Israel were relying on their own strength to fight the Babylonians. Today, let us ask ourselves these questions. How God has been dishonored in my own life? How am I glorifying myself today? How, as a human, I want to bring my own glory? I was looking for the song Jireh from Elevation Worship, and suddenly I found Justin Bieber singing with Chandler Moore. I was surprised. Justin was discovered on YouTube in the late 2000s. Bieber blew up what felt like overnight. He became one of the most popular music video ever and shot him right into the public eye. He was in his glory at a very young age. He followed the footsteps of many young troubled stars. However, was still unfulfilled despite all the money, awards, and fame. Today, he's worshiping the Lord because he's the only one who can fill our emptiness. Human glory is always connected with some form of competition. Human glory is the result of being considered better, faster, more beautiful, more powerful, or more successful than others. Glory conferred by people is glory which results from being favorably compared to other people. The better our scores on the scoreboard of life, the more glory we receive. The glory comes with upward mobility. The higher we climb the ladder of success, the more glory we collect. But this same glory also creates our darkness. Human glory based on competition leads to rivalry. Rivalry carries within it the beginning of violence, and violence is the way to death. Thus, human glory proves to be vain glory, as Justin Bieber found out. False glory, mortal glory. Seeking for our own glory brings us to despair and death. What are we doing today in our lives to fight with our own strength the sin in our lives? Jeremiah 9:23-24 reminds us, where the Lord says, "Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom,
Let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories, glory in this, that he understands and know me, that I am the Lord, exercising love and kindness, judgment and righteousness in the earth. Has God ever come to you pointing an area of your life, requiring you to yield to him? This whole year of this process of breast cancer, the Lord kept pointing out things in my life that I needed to yield and to put to death. And let me tell you, that is new life. Maybe he has pointed out certain personal qualities, desires, and interests, or possibly relationships of your heart and mind. If so, you have often been speechless. I became speechless. With sorrow, I said, really, God? I have been a Christian. I'm a missionary. Really? But the Lord will not go after you, neither me. And he will not plead with you, neither with me. But every time he meets you at the place where he has pointed, he will simply repeat his words, saying, if you really mean what you say, these are the conditions. And I thank God. During this process of breast cancer, I said, yes, Lord, here I am. In the midst of our weaknesses, there are good news. The word of God brings us good news. God let the people of Israel know that he is God, and he only will do what no human can do, so he can be glorified. And other people who don't believe will be surprised by his glory. Jeremiah 33, 6 verses 9, 6 to 9 continues and tells us that. Nevertheless, the time will come when I will heal Jerusalem's wounds and give it prosperity and true peace. I will restore the fortunes of Judah and Israel and rebuild their towns. I will cleanse them of their sins against me and forgive all the sins of rebellion. Then this city will bring me joy, glory, and honor before all the nations of the earth. The people of the world will see all the good I do for my people, and they will tremble with awe at the peace and prosperity I provide for them. God communicates his glory through his creation, image bearers, providence, and redemptive acts. God's people respond by glorifying him. Am I relying on God's power living in me through the Holy Spirit to do what he has called me to be and to do? In order to be surprised by God's glory, we need to die to our own glory or desire to be worshipped in order for God to show himself with his glory in our lives. God wants to share with us his glory when he manifests who he is through us. We need to take to the cross, to death, the followings: what I'm made of, what I bring with me, my natural virtues, my strength of character, my knowledge, my experience, boasting on myself, wanting to bring glory to myself. Let me share something new. This morning in my prayer time, this is my daily giving. Lord, whatever you see, I'm putting it to death today, I'm going to have cataract surgery tomorrow. And one thing that I was saying that God put in my spirit, put to death your five senses. I said, what? Our sight. You know, I have the gift of talking, of speech, my tongue. I said, what? My touch. Ah! What I smell. My sight. And it was an exercise of putting it to death so that his new sight, not only physical, but spiritual sight, will come new. I want to see the way God sees things. But in order for me, for that to happen, I have to die to my natural sight, to my sight, to the way I conceive things. That was a new testimony that morning, this morning. Taking the cross every day is a daily exercise. Jesus gave us the example of how to bring glory to God. And he will surprise us by his glory. I know I'm going to be surprised. I know that the doctor will be surprised tomorrow. I know that my spiritual sight will be new. And I praise God because I will be surprised for what he can do only. Jesus on the cross for you and for me brought glory to God. Philippians 2:6-11. Tell us how Jesus brought glory to the Father and God gave him the glory. Philippians 2 said, though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. That is Christmas. That is the message of Christmas. He took a humble position, became human. Whew. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal death on a cross. He wasn't guilty, but he did it for you and for me. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. How then do we come to see and to receive God's glory? In the Gospel of John, he shows that Jesus chose to reveal the glory of God to us in his humiliation. That is the good, but also disturbing news. Jesus, in his infinite wisdom, chose to reveal his divinity to us through, not through competition, but through compassion. That is, through suffering with us. God chose the way of downward mobility. Every time Jesus speaks about being glorified and giving glory, he always refers to his humiliation and death. It is through the way of on the cross that Jesus gives glory to God, receives glory from God, and makes glory known to us. Hallelujah. The glory of the resurrection can never be separated from the glory of the cross. The risen Lord always shows us his wounds. Are we willing for Jesus living, for Jesus to live in our lives so we can say the same words to God? When trials and sufferings come,
we can say together, I want to reveal my glory. In the midst of trials, God will himself reveal himself. Let God's glory, splendor, beauty, and greatness be shown through our lives so others may glorify God. God is setting you up and setting me up for glory. Reveal your glory. But what God is asking us to do, Jesus told the rich man in Luke 18:22, sell all that you have. Oswald Chambers said, in other words, rid yourself before God of everything that might be considered a possession until you are a mere conscious human being standing before him, and then give him that. The only thing of value is being taken into the compelling purpose of God and being made his friends. We praise God for who he is.
I like Oswald Chambers. He says, Oswald Chambers says, the answer to Nicodemus' question, how can a man be born when he is old? He is only when he is willing to die to everything in his life, including his rights, his virtues, and his religion, and become willing to receive into himself a new life that he has never before experienced. This new life exhibits itself in our conscious repentance and through our unconscious holiness. God revealed his glory through us, broken vessel, so that his glory may be shown all around us, whenever, wherever we go. We invite you to continue to be part of God's mission. Come and join us to continue for the next 5 years in the Dominican Republic and discipling the believers and preparing many for full-time ministry, distributing food as an ongoing food pantry, especially for the Haitian community who don't have access to work and resources immediately, and starting a new senior daycare for Haitian and Dominican elderly who are left home alone all day while the families work to make ends meet. The glory of God surprises us, but through our lives, is God's glory being shown to others so that they can glorify him? Am I willing to give up my glory so I can surprise with God's glory? You are always welcome to be part of the Lord's work. Will you join us? Come and see what God is doing in our midst in the DR. You will be surprised by God. I invite you, as I said, to accompany us to Dominican Republic. Maybe some of you might say, hey, I'm old. I cannot do this, Vital. Of course. If you don't lay blocks, you can pass water to people. You can see them. They can see you. You know, when you come, people can see you. Your presence is also an inspiration for people. They will be looking forward to be like you. That the reason why Jesus came, so that we can look forward to become like him. If you cannot go, you can pray for us. As a matter of fact, I have my card, my prayer card, we will pass it. You can put it in your refrigerator, by refrigerator, in the door. You can pray for us. You can send us some note and say, you are in our prayer. We really need you. Thank you so much for the invitation. I love you all. God bless you.
This is quite an invitation to be at the Lord's table. It is a great invitation. And by the Spirit of God, to receive Jesus as our Savior and Lord, and we do know solemnly and joyfully covenant with each other to walk together with him in Christian love. We do therefore pray that we might watch over one another with Christian love, remembering each other in prayer and aiding each other in sickness and distress, that we will regularly assemble for the public worship of God and the observance of the ordinances of the church, that we will maintain daily family, personal devotions in our home, provide for the religious training of our children and those under our care for the service of Christ and his people, that we will seek divine aid to enable us to affirm love, justice, and the unity of all people, and to work as faithful disciples of Christ, that we cheerfully contribute of our property according as God has prospered us in the maintenance of a faithful and evangelical ministry among us, and for spreading the gospel to all nations, and that we will strive to live to the glory of God who has given us life and who has called us. We thank God for this experience that he's inviting us to his table as his children. And we would like to read for you before we come to the table a verse that is in 2 Corinthians. Verse 4. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may also be revealed in our mortal body. So then, is at work in us, but life is at work in you.
My brothers and my sisters, we came here with great joy because today is the day of the communion. Oh, yes. The communion is a way to remember what Jesus has done for us. But at the same time, we are in December. So we have like two beautiful, my heart is really full with joy because we are doing two things. December, to remember that Jesus came as a baby and grew and offered himself for us. Today, we are celebrating in December the communion. Two things together, the birth of Jesus in December, and also celebrating the death of Jesus. And also, I'm so happy because the Lord invites us to his table so that we can eat together and drink together. Jesus really came, died, and resurrected. You remember the Bible says, and the salary of sin is death. When we fall in sin, when Adam and Eve fall, we were all die. But Jesus came and confronted death and died. Conquer death. And then by doing that, he frees us from pride. He frees us from envy. He frees us from all type of emotion, bad emotion. And then anytime those emotions are coming and raised up in our heart, his presence, if you remember his presence that he died in the cross for us, he conquered those emotions so that the kingdom of God came through the Holy Spirit and continued to fill us with joy, with peace. We are going to do, to take the communion with this idea, thinking, I'm going to eat the joy, the person who is the joy, the person who is the peace. I'm going to remember what he has done for me, for us, in the cross. Do you have your, I think all of you have your communion. Okay, good. So, let us start this activity by reading in Nicaragua. I'm a pastor. I was pastoring in Nicaragua. The way we did it is we read it, and then we break the bread, we eat the bread, and then another person, my wife, will also pray for the wine, and then we will drink it. Okay, let me read it for you so I have all of this. I'm sorry here. Yes. Thank you. The Word of God says in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, that you know by heart, he says, "For I receive from the Lord what I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus in the night when he was betrayed took bread." And he broke it. He took bread, he broke it, and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Before doing that, let me pray. Lord, we present this bread to you. We ask you to bless it for us. Your word says if we take this bread unworthily, it might hurt us. But in the same time, there is power in your bread. We ask you, Lord, to bless it for us so that if we are sick, if we are under pressure, if we are under any pressure, we ask you in the name of Jesus, while we are eating this, to take away all the pressure of the enemy and heal us. Bless this bread for us. In Jesus' name, amen. In the same way, the cup. After supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant and my blood."
The blood of Jesus Christ that cleans us from all unrighteousness. We give you praise and we give you thanks and we receive it by faith for what it was intended to do. We are receiving it, Lord. We are receiving everything that you have for us today. By the blood of Jesus Christ, we are healed. By his stripes, we are healed. By his blood, we are clean for newness of life.
Father, thank you so very much for giving us this opportunity to enter in communion with you. Enter in communion with our brother and our sisters. Today, you know what we are going through. You know what we need from you. In this time, in this moment of relationship, in this moment of the communion, we ask you to touch us. Free us. Heal us. If some of us are going through a lot of difficulties and families and work, we ask you in the name of Jesus, do something for us in this day so that we can say, yes, the Lord is good. Mark this moment by something that you are going to do for us during this week and for the year to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And when supper was ended, as the disciples were leaving, they sing a song. And this one is, "O Great Our God."